Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna tell the truth, man. I just wanna tell the truth, man. I just wanna tell the truth, man.
Bible break with my co-host, Vince K. And we just want to say good evening to all those that are listening to us via phone or on the internet. We just want to say good evening to you. Hopefully you had a blessed weekend and you had a blessed start of your week. On this Monday, this is DNK Bible Break and we're live. First and foremost, we want to give honor to our Lord and Savior for waking us up, for saving us, putting us in our right frame of mind, and giving us the activities of our name. We just want to thank the Lord for that and giving us another opportunity to talk about his word on tonight. We want to thank our sponsors for allowing us to be on the air tonight, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Finish Line, Outback Steakhouse, Pizza Hut, and Brentwood Publishing. We just want to send a special shout out to them. And again, for those that are listening on the internet, online, at www.blogtalkradiochaostalkwithderekoliver, or you're on the phone lines at 845-277-9094. So I'm going to bring on my co-host, Ms. K. Good evening.
Good evening. Happy Monday.
Yes, it is. A happy Monday and blessed day to be here. With that being said, we got a lot going on. We're going to talk about tonight, but first and foremost, starting Friday, July 30th, we're going to be doing a chaos revival. And it starts this Friday. And I'm very excited about the revival. We have some great preachers that's going to be sharing the word through the weekend, Friday night, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and we're going to wrap it off next Monday. We're not going to be in our studio. We're going to be live at Praise Tabernacle. We're going to do DNK Live, Facebook Live. So, along with the revival. So we've got a lot going on this week, a lot of great speakers. I'm going to go over our list again here in a minute. Kay, is there anything you want to say?
No, you can go ahead and go on and go over your list.
I was
list
hoping
then.
That you would talk as I try to pull up my information.
Oh, well, you didn't say all that. Okay, well, I can talk. I can talk. So the theme of the revival is For His Glory. And that title is so fitting because everything that we do should be for the glory of God. So I just love that title. I love the song. I love to sing it. So everything that we do should be for His glory. And I know a lot of times in life we get sidetracked, we get tripped up, we get bogged down with things. At the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, we should be doing something for the glory of God. So that's the theme of the revival. So if y'all could just get that in y'all spirits, for His glory. The bottom line, everything should be for His glory.
Amen. For his glory, and that kicks off Friday night at Praise Tabernacle Church, 199 East Krogan Street in Lawrenceville. We will be on Facebook Live as well, and the title is For His Glory. Friday night is really jam-packed, so you really, I'm asking, you really, if you can, if you're in the Georgia area, I suggest you get there and get a seat, because we have four women that's going to be sharing 15 minutes sermons. Evangelist Sonia Morgan, Evangelist Stokes, Gwendolyn Stokes, Minister Carola Peterson, and Prophetess Minister Carol Rice. All four of them ladies will be doing a 15-minute. Plus, we're going to have testimonials. We're just going to have an old-school revival for his glory. And I talked to all of the speakers for that night. I talked to all the speakers for that night, and they're all excited and ready to go. And then on Sunday morning, we have Evangelist Doug Stant. She will be bringing forth the word on that Sunday morning. And she's an awesome teacher and preacher. So, you know, definitely, try to be there for every night. And then on Sunday evening, I have my man, Elder George Bazaar, coming all the way from Ohio to minister that Sunday night. It's going to be a treat to go back old school with him. And he'll be here all every night. So y'all get to know him as well. And then on Monday night, me and Kay are going to wrap it all up with B&K, and we will have a word from the Lord on that Friday night. Monday night. So keep us in prayer, because during this revival, it just seemed like it just hit yesterday, like the devil is trying to distract, discourage. And I know for myself, and what I'm hoping to gain out of this revival is, the Lord laid it on my heart. And I'm excited about it, because I know that I need to be revived. I need to hear a word. I need to hear several words, just what I need. And my goal is for souls to be saved during these three nights. So I just ask that. And with that being said, I guess we can go ahead and get into the lesson for tonight. Do you have anything more you want to say about the revival?
I'm just looking forward to the revival coming up this weekend. So I'm looking forward to what God is going to do.
Amen, amen, amen. I am too. I'm going to try to be calm, cool, and collective. But if you know the way the devil's been hitting on us, and I guess it's a good segment to get into what we're going to be talking about, is the devil will try to get in wherever he can and try to take you out. And if he can't do it with sin and temptations, he will try to do it by messing with your head. However he can get in, he will try to, and we just got to be careful. And for the last 3 days, the devil has really been trying to attack me and Kay. And it's not the normal attacks.
It's been longer than two or three days, if I can just add that in there. It's been a whole week now.
A week. Lord Jesus. But it just seems like the closer we get to this revival, it intensifies. Last week was a hell of a week. We had to endure a lot of ups and downs.
Including the police at our house, if I can add that in there.
Yeah, the police at the house,
Jesus.
Me and my wife were like fish out of water last week. We just were like fish out of water because, and it's not the fact that, I'm quite sure everyone had the police at their house at one point or another, but when you don't do nothing and you're living for the Lord and you wake up with the saying that this is the day the Lord has made, and it just seems like circumstances or people's choices or however you want to put it, it gets you out of your comfort zone. And we were definitely out of our comfort zone. Not that we're not used to it. It's just a little different. And I understand because we're reaching thousands upon thousands of people every time we go on the radio. Every day we turn on my computer, the word of God is going out Monday through Sunday. And we're reaching thousands and thousands of people. And the devil is mad. And he, at first, he tried to make me and my wife go at it, you know, but we whooped his behind in that area. Then he tried to bring up other, it's just, if it's not financial, and we've been winning, but sometimes, you know, the people that you choose to be around, you love, he will even attack them to attack us. And it's been, like I said,
it's like he's saying, it's like he's saying, okay, you know, you say this is the day the Lord has made. So you already made up in your mind how, you know, you're not going to let nothing get to you that day. You're going to just keep pressing forward in the name of Jesus. And he's like, he throw things like, you still going to say this is the day? You still going to, it's like he just want to keep messing with you. He, whoever he can use in whatever situation he wants to use, to just keep throwing at you, just to see if you're going to say, is this the day the Lord has made? And I'm like, through the tears, through the pain, as in, no matter what, this is the day that the Lord has made. Even if my heart feels broken, this is the day that the Lord has made. So he's still, at the Lord will get the glory no matter what, no matter, even right now before this show started, my heart is so heavy. And I'm like, God is still going to get the glory. I am not going to let the enemy get no glory and try to bring me down. Going through a lot of stuff right now, but this topic for his glory is right on time because this is just confirmation to show me keep going, keep going, keep going. No matter what the enemy throws at you, keep going. So if I can share just a snippet of what happened to me last night. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so last night, okay, well, let me just do a brief summary. Everybody know, well, I don't know about everybody, but if you've been listening to the show for over the past year or so, you all know my mom experienced cardiac arrest, and she had a couple strokes. She even had brain surgery, and, you know, she's here and there. She can... You know, the doctor said she wasn't going to make it. She would be a vegetable. But right now, my mom can pick up the phone. My mom will call me all day. And so she called me last night, and she was hysterical. She was crying. And I'm like, I'm not used to this. My niece had told my mom that my sister has to put my mom in a facility long term. Even though my sister had already told my mom this about a month ago, I don't, it's like she'll forget. And so it was all fresh all over again last night. So I'm trying to calm her down, and she doesn't understand why she has to do this. Like, she has enough daughters, and I was trying to get her to come live here with us in Georgia, but she wants to stay around her grandchildren in Ohio. So it's like a bad situation. And my sister can't do all of this by herself that she's been doing. So it's a lot of stress when it comes to that. And my heart is so heavy behind that situation. But my mom said one thing to me. She said last night, through her tears, she said she's going to go to that facility and she's going to learn how to walk. And I told her, yes, that's what she needs to do. Go there and just work hard. Trying to give her something positive to, you know, look forward to something to get her more on her feet for herself, to get her herself together. Now, that little part right there is like, okay, thank you, Lord. Today I spoke with her. I don't know if she remembers what happened yesterday. She didn't bring it up or anything, but I just thank God for his glory, just for her being here, for her being with us. And I'm praying that the Lord will touch her body to give her the activities of her limbs again so she can be more dependent and not have to worry about putting stress on everybody else, so which she shouldn't even have to be worrying about right now. But that's one of the things that's on my heart. So y'all can pray for me. I would appreciate it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I think that a lot of times you know, we go through, the Lord allows us to go through private battles. And sometimes it's good that we go through private battles so everyone don't know what's going on. But I'm just, you know, I'm just the man that you know, have a platform. And I just believe the stuff that we're going through in private, that is going to, he's going to give us a public praise report. And when you see us shout, when you see us doing things, even if it's a joyful cry, you may not even understand it. It's because the things we go through in private that people just don't know. The many nights that you may stay up crying, or the many nights that your heart is heavy for a situation, is not saying that you're not safe. It's not saying that you don't trust and believe. It's just we're human, and when things hit, they hit hard. And I'm so grateful for the position that I'm in to be able to be in revival. Yeah, the goal is to get souls saved, but also during this time is also a time to be revived, because what we go through in private, you know, I just believe the Lord is going to manifest a public praise for what we're going through in private. A lot of people go through things in private that you never know, because they wear it well. And see, I'm to the point to put the devil on notice. I'll tell everybody. And when I say that, the reason I say that is because I just want people to understand, when you just confess everything that's going on, the devil has no secrets. He can't hold it against you. He can't mess with you, because it's out in the open. But there's just a lot of things that's going on right now. And I'm thankful for the position that I'm in, because everyone that I spoke to that's going to be a part of this revival for his glory, everyone was excited. Everyone had something to say, and it was like, this is right on time. For whatever the reason would be, they all encouraged me last week when we were talking and sharing, and it just seemed like the devil was so mad that he's going to the gutter to try to mess with us. And tonight, I just wanted to put him on notice and everybody else on notice. You know, God is opening up doors that I and I'm going to be honest with you, that I don't even know about. I wasn't even in position, don't have a clue. But there's so many doors that are opening, and he's just telling me to walk through. And then we walk through, and if you heard what my wife is just saying about her mother and how her heart is heavy, the silver lining in that is what her mom said, and she's just going to go and forget everybody else. She's just going through this on her own. That's what I got out of what my wife just said to her mom. She's like, okay. She had a setback for a minute, and we all, you know, take that moment, and then we have to, you know, put on our spiritual pants and walk. And I just believe before long that's what's going to happen with her mom. She's going to walk. And then when you see the tears and you see the shout, it's because we didn't, even though it's going on in private, I guess we just made it public now. But that's going to be a public shout, because you just don't know the story behind that, and the story behind what we went through at the police station, the story we had with the police at our house. And this all happened. It ain't even been a whole week yet. And it's just been like, wow, y'all being hit, and then the devil want to mess with my mind. He wants that. He's really qualified to do what we do. And it's not even so that should be qualified. It's just he's seen that crack. And he went there, and he's trying to hit us with it. So with that being said, you know, I know I'm long-winded and I'm talking, but I'm just trying to set the atmosphere up for the weekend. I'm trying to set the atmosphere up for the week, because it's going to be a great time. And if you allow the Lord to allow you to be present, I suggest if you're in the Atlanta area, you get there early for a seat, And if you can't get there, you know, go to one of the Facebook pages and listen, because For His Glory is going to be an awesome revival. And just because we're doing this revival, and I understand that we're trying to get those, but another avenue that's open, and there's so many doors open, I'm like, oh, okay, what am I don't know which one to go through, where to go first, this, that, or the other. And that's the blessing, to be able to be in a position to do His work. And because it is His work, He's getting all the glory. I'm just being used the way He's using me. And, you know, I'm going to go sit down somewhere and get happy about myself just because that's what I'm talking about. But with that being said, why, if you want to go ahead and just open this up and go ahead with our topic for today.
Sure. You going to open us up in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank You right now. We just want to thank You right now. Give us the wisdom and the knowledge to rightly present Your word, Father God. Father God, first and foremost, if there's anything in either me or Kate that's not like You, we ask for Your forgiveness, Father God. Father God, forgive us for all knowing and unknowing sins that we may have done, Father God. Father God, also strengthen us up right now, Father God. Father God, the listeners that are listening, give them the ear to hear Your word, Father God, and not us, but hear Your word. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, so I guess the words that we're going to be talking about tonight, glory and glorify, I mean, that's the bottom line. So I have where it says glory is heavy in weight. It's like the importance or the greatness, the splendor, the power of the Lord. That's the glory of the Lord. And to glorify the Lord means to give weight to or honor. So in other words, glorify God is to recognize God for who He really is, and not only recognize but respond appropriately. So I know the First Lady spoke on this, my husband spoke on this, in regards to a new day. And every day that we wake up is another opportunity for us to give God the glory, the honor, for us to obey God, serve God, and everything that we do should be for the glory of God. So there are many ways to glorify God. So, you know, some of the ways we can glorify God, we can keep His commandments, we can obey His word, we can praise Him with our lips, and we can praise them in Jesus' name. And that's just to name a few. So I'm going to take one of the ones that I just mentioned, praise Him with our lips. Psalm 63:3 says, my lips will glorify You. The noblest use of our tongue is to give God praise. So we have to be mindful of the things that come out of our mouth, because I believe there is another scripture that says life and death are in the power of the tongue. So we do need to watch what we say, and our lips should be for glorifying God, not for cussing, not for smoking, not for drinking, not for doing all these other things. We should be glorifying God. Praises should be coming out of our mouth. And if you don't have nothing nice to say, if your attitude is funky, just be quiet. Don't even say anything. If you know, now we all know when we're having a bad day or we're not in the mood, just be quiet. Sometimes it's good just to keep your mouth shut and not say anything, because we make situations worse. So our goal is to praise God with our lips. Another one I wanted to bring out is when we pray. You know, everybody likes to say, pray for me, and I made a post a couple of years ago. If you're asking me to pray for you, it will be in the name of Jesus. So if you don't serve Jesus, then I'm not praying to the other gods that you're talking about. I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. So just know when you ask me, that's who I'm praying to. And to pray in Jesus' name is to align our prayers and our desires with God's purpose. John 14 and 13 says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So we should be asking things in Jesus' name. And another scripture is, well, let me give you that one again, John 14 and 13. And Matthew 5 and 16 says, Jesus said, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Everything we do should point back to Christ. And believe it or not, people are watching you. You don't know they're watching you. If you're doing something that's not bringing glory to Christ, that's not glorifying your Father, then you need to check it. Because what you don't want to do is hinder somebody in their walk. You don't want to hinder somebody that's new to Christ because they're looking at you like, I thought you said blah, 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 but you doing this. So make sure that you do everything to bring God glory daily. And I'm not, you know, we all make mistakes. We all do things. But don't be a person that's just willfully out here doing the most. If you know you did something that you shouldn't have did, ask for forgiveness, repent. If you need to ask somebody else for forgiveness, do that. Get it straight so that way you can continue to glorify your Father. And that's the theme, again, for this week. And we just want to set the atmosphere throughout this week, pretty much for the rest of your life. What you need to be doing is giving God the glory. If you continue to give God the glory, if you continue to pray, if you continue to seek him, seek his word, even when you're feeling like crap, get a song in your spirit. I don't care if you're singing out off tune. The Lord, you're singing unto the Lord. So sing unto the Lord because he is that good. So just get something in your heart, no matter what the enemy tries to throw at you, because believe me, he will be throwing some heavy darts. Whatever he's trying to throw at you, the Bible says no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So it didn't say it wasn't going to be formed. At the end of the day, God will get the glory. So that's all I want to say is get him the glory. I mean, I know there's plenty of people out there that have plenty of testimonies, plenty of situations that they've been through. Think back on how far you've come and just praise God for who he is. Because he doesn't have to do anything else for us because he has done so much in our lives, so much in our lives. Continue to give him the glory because he is so worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy. He is worthy no matter what. So whatever the enemy throws at you this week, just say, for his glory, and continue to keep that mindset for the rest of the week. So I don't know. Husband, go ahead.
You pretty much like said I'm it rambling. All. You kind of set in the atmosphere, and, you know, you got me over here, and I have to contain myself because we got a long week. I don't want to start my excitement too early because I don't want to burn myself out.
Start it. You got to start it. We might not even make it till tomorrow, so give him his glory today. So go on and start it.
Just what you said about, you know, the Lord, giving him glory. It's you think about it for a minute, and it's like giving the Lord his glory in the Old Testament. When you think about God and what he did, you think about how he split the Red Sea. You think about how he led them across the water. He didn't make the water disappear. He just split it so they can go through it. He made a path. And when you start thinking about all that the Lord God has done for us, it builds his resume up. Because when you think about the Lord God and you think about giving him the glory, you start thinking about the things that he's done for you. And it just builds his resume up. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, how he healed me, you know, the Lord God. So I'm going to keep giving him glory. Not just for what he's done for me, but when you think about it and I start talking about the goodness of the Lord, I'm just building his resume up because he's that good. His resume never stopped building. He's done so much, not just for me, but for everyone that's listening. He's done so much for you. It just built. So you should be able to give him the glory just based upon the resume that you have with the Lord. And these are some people who's not even saved. You really ought to thank the Lord because he's given you another day to confess to him.
And so
when you think about it for a minute, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, and I'm like, you know what? The Lord did not all this for me. I have to give him the glory. I need to give him the glory because when I think about the Lord God and what he's done for me, I can't contain myself. I have to keep pressing and pressing and pressing because he is the Lord, my God. He deserves the glory. And I'm going to keep giving him the glory. Even though my wife say I'm low-winded, I'm going to continue to give him the glory. I'm not going to shut up because at one point I wasn't talking. Now I got something to talk about. You're not going to be able to shut me up because he's that good to me. I may not can dance. I may not can sing, but I sure can talk and give him the glory through my words. I can give him the glory through how I express myself. That's my way of doing it. Everyone has a different way. That's fine. That's good. Praise the Lord for you. But I'm going to keep talking about the Lord, my God, and give him the glory. Even though it may seem when we first came on, we're a little doom and gloom and everything. But you got to understand, we've been hit. But just because we've been hit doesn't mean we're not going to give the Lord the glory.
Amen.
We understand where the hit is coming from. It ain't nothing that we're doing bad. It's just the fact we're living for Christ. You got to understand, every day I turn my computer on, thousands upon thousands of people are hearing the word of God. Tomorrow, when I wake up, when I come home, the computer will go on getting ready for Bible study for thousands upon thousands of people to hear the word of God. Now, I'm going to do a little reality check. Just Praise Tabernacle isn't hearing the word of God. It ain't just for them.
Amen.
Everyone all over the world is hearing the word of God. The devil doesn't like that, so he tries to mess with us any way he can. Before we go on, before the computer goes on, are you worthy, Daddy? He tempts me. He messes with me. So I got to talk to myself in order to talk to him so he can back up off me because I got to use it. The Lord's word. I got to continue to give him the glory, even though he wants to make the situation worse than what it really is. The situation we want isn't even our situation. It's situations, but some of them are affecting us, and we have to deal with it because we are the only light that they have. And yeah, it's a little stressful. It's a little straining, but I think about what the Lord did for us and how he died for us and went to Calvary Cross and all the hell he went through. We have to be the same type of way for these people who's trying to stress us out. Now, we're not stressed out by a long shot. Don't think that we're stressed. We're not. We're good. It's just we're having a moment. And because we're getting ready for this revival, I know that every day is going to be something that's going to come up to try to stop me from doing the work of the Lord. We already know that. We've already seen that. We've been here before. And I'm just, you know, I'm excited to have the platform. I'm excited to be able to do what we're going to do. And for the haters and people that don't like what we're doing, you know, you take that up with the Lord. But as long as the Lord gives me breath and as long as I'm able to do what we do, we're going to continue to do what we do. And I'm going to use people who's on fire for the Lord. And if you're on fire for the Lord and you have the same to try to build the kingdom up and at this point win souls. That's all I'm concerned, winning souls for Christ.
Amen.
And I'm a believer, and I'm going to say it. You're going to hear me say it this Monday, and I'm going to close it out in my sermon next Monday. I believe in the building. I ain't talking about on the air. I'm in the building. You're going to see souls saved. That's just what my prayer, my fasting, this is what we got to go to work. And because we got to go to work spiritually, the devil's going to go to work. And he's going to try to mess with us mentally. He's going to mess with us physically and emotional. And he's going to try to make things seem worse than what they really are. But when I was thinking about what my mother-in-law said to my wife, she's just going to go and do it for herself. Sometimes you just got to have that mentality and just go do it for yourself with the help of the Lord. And the first thing you got to do is give him the glory. And when you give him the glory, he will start blessing you. there's so many things I can talk about that the Lord is blessing and doors is opening. And it's the truth. I'm just blessed upon being blessed. But, you know, the devil really tried me last night to mess with my mental. And I had to keep talking and talking and talking and talking. And I told my wife, I made a comment towards her. I'm like, you know, we're like in a spiritual boxing match. And I said, you know, when you're boxing, you have an opponent. But after 3 minutes, you go to your corner. And the corner is going to tell you everything that you need to hear of how to defeat your opponent. So my wife and a few other people are in my corner, and you have to listen to them because they're going to tell you what you need to do in order to defeat your opponent, your adversary. The people in the corner will tell you you need to duck and move. You need to move to the right, jab more, throw an uppercut here. And if you listen to your corner, you can defeat the enemy that much quicker, that much better.
Man.
Every fighter has someone in their corner that they have to talk to, but you got to have the right corner. You got to have the right people in your corner, because if you don't, they won't know what to do. You'll just get overpowered by the devil. And the thing about it is the devil has no power to overpower you. But if you don't know that, your corner is not telling you that in your ear, you think the devil has the power. The devil is already defeated. And the thing about it is you have to know he's defeated. Because when you go to square off with him and he hits you and he keeps hitting you, the thing about it is you really ain't got to throw a punch, because the Bible says, it tells us that the Lord is going to fight for us. We just got to be present. We just have to be available, and we just have to take the first couple steps. And if we do that, we don't even have to throw a punch. See, I feel like I'm getting ready to preach a voice.
I was thinking about Job when you said that, you know, Job went through a lot. And he was a great example of, you know, suffering affliction. And no amount of money or prosperity, any of that, you know, stop anything. So, you know, I take comfort in that, because that lets me know, you know, just looking at Job, God has the devil on a chain. He cannot afflict us without permission from God first. And like you just said, you know, he has limited power. He doesn't have all the power that we give to him, because the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The devil doesn't have all this power. We relinquish a lot of things to him because we don't let God take full control. And if Job passed his test with applause, that's what I want. I want to pass my test with applause. So I don't want to let any situation, whether good or bad, choke my praise or blind me from the focus of giving God the glory. So no matter what he throws at you, he can't do nothing that God doesn't allow him to do. And because you are God's child, God knows what he's doing. So we just got to trust the process. We got to trust God to know that everything that we go through, everything that we face, we need to be praying, what is the purpose? What should I be getting out of this situation? And it took me many years, and I'm still working on it, because I tend to go through things repeatedly, and I'm like, okay, I just keep hitting my head. And now I'm starting to see, okay, Lord, what is the purpose of me going through this? What do you want me to get out of this situation? And at this moment, my goal, my saying is I'm going to give God the glory no matter what it looks like, because he is worthy, and he's just worthy. There's nothing bigger than him, than what I'm going through. And if I just put him first, that's been our theme for our, I don't want to say theme, but that's been our topics throughout my prayer team, put God first. When you put him first, just watch how your day goes. Of course, like I said, the enemy going to keep throwing stuff like, okay, you still going to do it. You're still going to keep going, keep pressing, because in the end, you will win. God will get the victory. So if you don't know, if you didn't hear anything else from us tonight, just keep pressing for it. Keep praising God. He is worthy. Just like my husband said, if you can't sing, you can't dance, you can talk. And it's part of having a relationship with the Lord. You can talk to the Lord all day long. You can talk in your mind. You can talk with your voice. I mean, just talk to him. Keep the communication open. Give him the glory. You know, the pastor was preaching part two of his Runners Take Your Mark, and I was thinking about that. A lot of the times we, you know, there's a scripture that says the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but the one that endures to the end. This is a marathon that we're all running, and we all need to stay in our own lane. The problem is that we want to drift off into other people's lanes. You all in somebody else's business. You should have enough business of your own to be worried about. What you should be doing is praying for saints of God, praying for your fellow saints of God. We should be praying for everybody. We should be lifting each other up, but by no means do we need to be messy and being in other people's business. Stay in your lane, run your race. And I was thinking about the, you know, when people run and they use Gatorade, everybody has this Gatorade or some type of drink to restore the electrolytes that go out when you're running. And I was thinking, I'm like, wow, okay, the word is our Gatorade. That's our thirst quencher. I mean, go to the word. That's where we're going to be replenished by reading the word, growing. And that's what's going to keep us on this marathon. So run the course and keep going. Run your marathon. Stay in your lane. Amen.
Yeah, yeah, you got to definitely stay in your lane, because if you get out of your lane, you can get disqualified. You know, that's why they have the line on the track, and for you to stay in that lane. And if you leave your lane too early, you can be disqualified. Also, you got to know yourself spiritually. I ran track, unfortunately, and the only reason I ran track was because the football coach told me I had to run track to stay in shape, which was good for me. But I couldn't run the 100-yard dash. That was not my event. I couldn't run it. He put me in the 800. That's two laps around the track. I never learned how to run the 800. I would take off fast the first lap, and I would be ahead of everybody. But when that second lap hit, I would tire down, and people would start passing me up. I never learned how to run that race. There's a certain way that you have to run your own race. I can't run the race for my wife because she may be in a different event. But if I'm trying to run her race, I don't know how to run her race because I wasn't trained to run her race. I got to learn how to run my own race. But because I was only on the track team, and this is going to make spiritual sense to you if you understand what I'm saying, it was to stay in the shape. But the event I was in, I never learned how to run it. So because I never learned how to run it, I've always lost because I never took the time to learn. I was just trying to stay in shape. And a lot of times spiritually, we get in position, and we think we're in this position because someone, man, put you there, but God didn't put you there, and you never learned how to run your race or stay in your lane, and you causing all kind of hell because you're trying to do something that you're not qualified to know how to do. I ain't saying you couldn't be on the track team. I'm not saying you couldn't have a position. I'm saying is certain times you got to understand, I was a big guy. I couldn't do a sprint. I was just trying to stay in shape. So when we played football, I played offense, defense, and special teams. So I never came out of the game. The only time I came out of the game was on extra points. So I had to be in shape to play football. I'm just saying that to say this. Some people, a lot of people, especially in the church, out of position. And because you got a position, you're just sitting there with a position, but you're not utilizing the position. You just got a position. So when you go to track meet, you just look good in your track suit. But when you get out there on to run the race, you ain't nowhere to be found. But you look good. You're posing for with the pictures. And I'm just saying this because church folks, no matter whether you're an usher, whether you're a deacon, whatever your position is, you ought to know how to run that race. You ought to know how to do it. There ought to be some fruit. There ought to be some stuff coming out of you other than saying, I'm on the track team. See, I don't mind being a member of the church. But if I'm going to be a member of the church and I'm just going to sit there, what use am I? I'm just there. But now here I am on the team, and I'm trying to tell everyone how to sing. I don't know how to sing. Why would I? Well, they sung too long. Well, I don't even know how to go to C, to A, or B, but I'm telling them they sung too long. You see what I'm saying? You're being messy. Now you're messing up the team's chemistry. And you can't give God the glory if you don't know what you're doing. And some people act like they know what they're doing, and they say, yeah, we're going to give them the glory. You're just saying it because I'm saying it. You really don't know what that means. And if we get back to the basics of understanding the basics of what it means to give God the glory, the basics of what it means to be saved, the base ain't got to be deep. But everybody want to be deep. Everyone want to be to this is deep. It's not that deep. It's not. Are you giving God the glory? And if you're giving him the glory, A, you're going to stay in. You know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. It doesn't take all of that. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible to give God the glory. You don't have to go to seminar school to give God the glory. You don't have to go to all these classes and pay all this money and send for handkerchiefs and oil to give God the glory. You don't have to dress up on Sunday to give God the glory. But somewhere in what I'm saying, someone will tell me when I'm done, you said and it's like, I don't understand. Everyone got something to say. But yet, at the end of the day, when I'm looking, I'm trying to surround myself with people who wants to give God the glory. Who's going to be in my corner when I need to hear something. It ain't necessarily got to be a word. It could just be a word of encouragement. It could just be someone listening. It could just be a sincere hello. I have this rule. And this rule, how can I say this? The other day, wife, and I'm done talking, I'm done. I went to pay bills with my wife about 2 weeks ago, I think it was. We went to pay bills, and I didn't take my cell phone. I'm like, I don't need to take my cell phone. I'm just going to ride with her if anyone need, you know, got my wife's number. And I'm not going to put this person's name out there, but the person called me. And I didn't answer my phone. And he said, I was in the area, so I just wanted to check on you because I didn't answer my phone. Now, this was a brother who just showed up at my house unexpectedly just to check on me. And that meant a lot to me because he did call me. But normally I do answer, do get back in a timely manner. But because I didn't, he was here at my house. Unexpectedly. And you know, black folks, we don't like you coming out of the house unexpectedly. But he said what he said. He's always welcome without even an invitation to come to my house. Now, I just said something like that in the natural. Now, that's something spiritual too. A lot of times, we want to tell the Spirit of God when to come to our house. We don't want him just to show up any given time because we might not be doing what we want him. We want to prepare ourselves for when the Spirit of God comes over or for when the man of God comes over or for we just don't want him knocking on your door because what you're trying to hide is you got to call you before I come. I'm just checking on you. I'm making sure you okay. And it was sincere. It was real. It wasn't nosiness. It was checking on my brother. I was here. You didn't answer the phone. I'm worried. Y'all okay? And I told him, you know what? You ain't got to call. You just pop up anytime you get ready, because that's sincere. He wasn't trying to be nosy. He was in his lane. He was being a brother. And when you can do what the Lord tells you to do, there's certain things that you don't have to do. Now, some of y'all black folks, yeah, call me before you come over to my house. But for my brothers, you don't need to make a phone. Just pop up. Make sure Elder Oliver okay. Sister K is okay. Just pop up. Because if you're living for the Lord and you're giving him the glory, you really don't need a reason just to pop up. Because God will direct you to where you need to go and how you need to do what you need to do. But I feel that the next couple of days, and I know we're jumping around today, and but we're looking for great things this weekend. We got a lot going on. Pray for my wife. She has a lot going on. I said she got a lot. She got a lot going on. But I just want to give public praise for my wife, because she's making this revival for me really for me. She's doing some amazing things in private that's making this a success. And she don't always get the credit. So I just want to thank her. In spite of all she's going through, we got to send one of her kids off to college. Her daughters are all going on a trip. They're leaving for L.A. tomorrow. So please keep them in prayer.
All four of them are leaving.
Yeah, so please keep them in
prayer.
All
my babies
prayer.
Are leaving in the morning. Yeah, please pray for me.
They don't
pray
seem
for
like
Seth
they have
mercy
a clue
for them.
What's going on. Yeah, pray for them.
Right.
Pray for them.
They need some grown-ups with them. Jesus.
Yeah, just pray for them. Also pray for her son. You know, everyone is going through something.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer that because we do what we do, and we do what we do good, the devil is mad. And again, I'm going to say it, 'cause I'm going to make some people mad and some haters mad every day. Tomorrow when I get up or I come home from work and I turn my computer on, automatically thousands upon thousands of people are notified that chaos is getting ready to come on. And when chaos comes on, it's going to be from the word of God, regardless of who brings it. Tomorrow night, Praise Tabernacle. Wednesday night is Elder Bazaar. Thursday night is Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries. Friday night, we got a special thing going on in London. Every other Friday, we'll be on in London at specific facilities to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then I have my man, the overseer, over at Dallas on the Saturdays. And Sundays, we're right back with Bishop Omar Zachary and Praise Tabernacle Church. And for people who think that there's only 7, 8, 9 people listening, I'm glad you think that small of our God, but we're thousands upon thousands. And no, I'm not giving the word every night. I'm not preaching every night. It's not about me. It's about being used as an instrument so people can get the word out, because there's a lot of souls that need to be saved. And I can't reach all of them. Some days it's going to be K. Some days it's going to be the bishop. Some days it's going to be the first lady. Some days it's going to be someone from Praise Tabernacle. Bob, you don't know who you may affect, who is listening to the word, who is crying right now, crying out for help. And all I'm telling you to do, give God the glory. Because if you give him the glory, I'm telling you, it changes your life. It changes your perspective. I'm waiting on that day that he can tell me that I can enter in and I can walk on streets of gold. I'm waiting to get my mansion when I get to heaven. The Bible talks about this stuff. He's preparing a place. I want to make sure I do my work down here so when I get there, I can really, really give him the glory. And that's really all I got. It's going to be an awesome weekend. Starting Friday night, I'm telling you.
Amen. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Yeah, 7 p.m. You know, I may wait and start 7:15, just give, you know, some of us black folks enough time to be there on time. I don't want you to miss nothing. from start to finish. I don't want you to miss nothing. And I do know I'm going to have people that's going to criticize and come out and ask this, that, and the other. And people say, well, why ain't you promoting? Why ain't you? Well, first and foremost, I've already done the legwork. Second and foremost, God is going to draw who he wants to draw. I don't need to go out. If ain't but five people there, that's who God wanted to be there. I'm still going to be satisfied because this has nothing to do with Derek. This is God's business. And when you're dealing with God and the Lord, he's going to draw who he wants to be there. I don't need to orchestrate anything. You know, I'm just going to be there and do what the Lord tells me to do. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be a different Derek Oliver come Friday night. And it's not no different than me any other time. It's just I'm locked in. And when I'm locked in, it's like, okay, I see what the devil is doing. I'm going to lock even harder. I'm going to praise even harder. I'm going to preach even harder than what I have been. Y'all thought go to hell was a subject that was, I know, scared some of y'all. Well, just wait till you hear my next sermon. And it's coming up. And I didn't realize something. Wife, and I'm going to go. I'm not going to get into my lesson, but I'm done talking. Y'all be ready. Tomorrow night we have Praise Tabernacle Bible Study, 7 p.m. Again, one of the greatest things I've done was to be a part of a Bible study to help me get through what I'm going through, to be able to reach out to some of the teachers and talk to some of them to help me. But if you just listen to the Bible study, I'm just telling you, give us 4 weeks. Listen to Bible study 4 weeks, 4 Tuesdays. Just listen and tell me that you have not improved yourself spiritually listening before. Just listen. I ain't telling you to join the church. Just listen to Bible study starting tomorrow night. Thursday night, Bishop Omar, Zachary and Family Ministries will be live on Thursday night, 7 p.m. on Facebook Live as well. Sunday morning, join us, Praise Tabernacle Church Service at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. Check us out. Also, Saturday, we have a Spiritual Sense of Life with Overseer Timothy Jackson out of Dallas, Texas. Check him out on Saturday. We also have some new, it's not new now, it's been over a month, with Brent Vent Break. Every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m., tune in to Vanessa Dean, as Elder Bluette's and Evangelist Bluette's daughter, as she gives an inspirational word on Wednesday morning. Just for 30 minutes, check her out. If you're having a bad day, just listen to the words, and it will brighten your day. The reason I like it is because it's a young person encouraging people to stay with the Lord in her way, and it's just a blessing. Anyone young that's trying to do something for the Lord is a blessing. So, you know, just check it out. Check it out. It ain't going to hurt you. It ain't going to cost you nothing. Just pick up the phone, 845-277-9094. Listen for about, I'm going to tell you, you listen for 5, and I guarantee you, you'll be on for 30. Just do that. I don't care what service you call. Just call in, plan to listen to 5 minutes, and I guarantee you, you'll listen to it until it's over with. It don't matter. Monday through Sunday, just call in whenever we're on. And that's glory to God. That's why the devil is pissed off. It's because every time this computer turns on, the gospel is going out all over. London, Germany, Nassau. And I don't even know if we own any other parts. If we are, I don't know nothing about it. But if we, you know, praise God, because this internet is all over the world. So we're all over sharing the gospel. And I'm going to say this too. Ain't asking for a penny to do it. Just plug the computer up, hit go. and we're good to go. I'm done. Why don't you can close this out?
All right. Well, I pray that you all can join us Friday night, either by calling into this same number or joining us on Facebook Live on Praise Tabernacle Church. Also, wanted to give out the email address. If you have any prayer requests or any praise reports, you can send that to ptcforchrist@gmail.com. And again, that's praise, P for praise, T for tabernacle, and C for church, forchrist@gmail.com, ptcforchrist@gmail.com. And I just want to close saying, you know, you may not understand why you're going through something or why you're going through something, but I encourage you to stay close to God, and, you know, he will get the glory at the end of the day, and everything will work out according to his will. So just trust him. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him. He will direct your path. Allow the Spirit to lead you and guide you. I'm going to say a special prayer also tonight for my friend Winston, who's listening. She will be having a procedure done on Wednesday, so we just ask that the Lord cover her and thank the Lord for a speedy recovery for her at this time. So we're going to go ahead and close out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come together again one more time tonight. We ask that you just look upon your people, touch anybody that's going through right now that has situations that they're dealing with that they don't want to talk about. But you know, Lord, you know the secret parts of anything that dwells within us. We ask that you touch them right now. We ask that you touch their family members, anything or anyone that concerns them. We ask that you just let your will be done in their lives. We thank you for traveling mercies for Elder Bazard that will be heading to Georgia from Ohio. We thank you for watching over him and protecting him and anybody else that's traveling over these next couple of days, this next week or so. We ask that you continue to keep them safe and covered in your blood, no hurt, harm, or danger. Father God, we honor you and we praise you. We give you all the glory, and we look forward to everything that you're going to be doing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Good night.